Oi, cunts! Welcome to this week's edition of the Versatile Anomaly Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Mike.
Ye old Joe.
All right, so this week, I guess, in lieu of a couple things, the blunt thoughts and other stuff like that, we're just going to jump into the topic of the week, mainly because we have a lot to go over, don't we, Mike?
Oh, God, yes. I think our listeners don't like me. They're trying to make this difficult. Actually, no, it's fun. It's fun. So
yeah,
that was him. So, he's really excited, but he's tired.
I am really tired. So if I do sound kind of crabby and dickish, it's because of that.
He's nodding.
So we left off with our group. I'm not going to say heroes because I'm not too sure about Yodi or Cuddles or any of them, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yodi's a hero.
Cuddles had
Cuddles the hero to himself.
Cuddles had killed some demons, and his magics mixed with the demon's energy and brought Cherry back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Our group somehow, miraculously, decided to let her team up with him a little bit. Kind of a whirlwind of action there to bring that about with Cuddles eating people.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the Duke. They captured a guard, took her to a farm, or took the guard to a farm. And while Alana and Cherry got to know each other outside of the farm.
Intimately.
I mean, there's a lot of straw there. That might hurt a little bit on the lady bits.
Mm-hmm.
So
anything's a dildo if you're brave enough, Mike.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
As Cuddles is not a very good interrogator. He heard what he wanted to hear. Sounds like the Duke resembles the demon that caused him all that pain so many years ago, and he was done. And Yodi, being the follower that he is, the little shit, was like, okay. And they walked outside with Cuddles because they were going to go confront the Duke. And while they were out there, Alana got pissed because, you know, they left this guard that they're trying to get to spill his beans on how to break in alone inside the old abandoned farm. And when they went back in there, there were just drag marks. There was no footprints. They let out the back of the farm through the field, just drag marks from the chair. And if I remember right, Cuddles lit the field on fire.
I was going to say, didn't we burn everything?
Yeah.
Down?
Yeah. Cuddles lit the field on fire, but thankfully, you know, the trail was still there to see.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where we left off. That is where we are. So do you guys want to hear the voting results first before we continue?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. So we only did the week one voting is still out there because it was out late. Week two is done. And the results work in our favor on one thing. So when I started writing the script from last week, I actually had Alana and Cherry talking outside of the farm together. And the first question was, do Alana and Cherry become close? And the answer is yes. And that was 100% of the vote.
Real close.
That's why Joe voted yes.
Oh my God.
Will Yodi have more powers than just being an empath?
The forks?
And the forks. Power of stabbing people with a fork and jumping like a spider monkey. The answer was yes. So we are going to have to brainstorm some other abilities for Yodi. Or perhaps we can have people suggest
crippling racism.
Whenever you pull his finger, somebody else farts.
I thought we had that in the question. It was like, you know, what were the powers? But I don't remember seeing those in the results. The next part, which I laughed my ass off because we joked around about it. Does Yodi actually write his own poetry, which we will have him start reciting? Because the very first week, we just kind of mocked it, the idea by including some Smash Mouth in with the dialogue. But Yodi is going to start reciting poetry.
Awesome. That like he stole. All the time.
So that he stole. So when the times melted.
90s alternative.
Yeah. No. So when the times melted, it can go anyway. 90s, I'm back.
He's never going to give you up. He's never going to let you down.
He could.
He's never going to run around.
That could be something he says he's writing for Aerys Bath at some point. We don't know. We don't know yet because the voting in for his Aerys Bath, his mother or his lover or his dominatrix, as some people suggested.
What about all three?
It could be. Oh, Yodi, he's a weird guy. Oh, so, yeah. So he's going to be stealing his poetry from the stuff he finds. So we should have him finding like music CDs, just taking the inside cover.
I can't wait for his poetry from a Gwar song.
I was going to say some Gwar.
Fish fuck baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe the orc likes it.
Here's the one that made me laugh. I thought for sure people would vote no because it's ridiculous. Are Shronk and Mule more than just movie characters in this world? What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They are real. They are apparently real.
Absolutely real.
I have a solution to it that I will not share with you guys yet, but they will appear in the story. Okay. Thank you, listeners, for making me.
Out of my swamp. He's an old Jewish man, apparently.
They will.
I have no idea how to do it.
They will be real. They will show up. I'm not going to say whether they're good or bad. But they will show up because you guys are assholes and decide to make me do it. We are going to have at least 1 to 3 centuries of lore.
Awesome.
And the way I actually originally met that question was how many centuries have melded together?
Ah.
It doesn't have to be centuries in a row, but so 1 to 3 centuries have melded. So we're obviously going to have the 90s has somehow melded in.
Mm-hmm.
And we can add a couple more in way in the past, way in the future if we want. We'll work that out as we go.
Yeah.
And the rest is on my phone because it actually includes stuff people typed out.
Did we ever get a Technomancer?
Just hold your horses.
Oh, my God. I just thought of something amazing.
You guys, we will get to
the melding that he's talking about.
Yeah.
We can make it. So when this happened, it happened right before Amelia Earhart got lost. And so Shant was crashing and she's like right there just in her ship. Just like,
hey, what's going on?
Just random. Oh,
she's torn between all three timelines. So she can't move.
So for the skills that Yodi has, since we already, he has more than just being an empath. Here are some of the suggested ones that people wrote in. The last powerful race of Lolly Guild.
Oh my God.
So that means he has lollipop abilities, I guess. Like he can give people suckers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He can dance really well.
There he's got the power of dance.
He can hang himself.
So his abilities. he's like the Moogles on Final Fantasy VI. They do little dances and then shit happens.
And then they hang themselves in the back of the set.
Well, because they're depressed. he's a thief and he has high charisma.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he has high charisma so far. Maybe we haven't seen charisma. The real Yodi come through yet.
Yeah. This is just a charade. Yeah.
I mean, this is Yodi's the listener's character, man.
That's how charismatic he is. We just don't get it.
he's a Jar Jar Binks. He's secretly in.
There's the real basic one. He is a decent thief and can jump high. Well, no shit. If he can jump on someone's back like a spider monkey and stab with forks, we already knew he could jump high. Not mocking what you wrote, just saying like that was already his ability. So he's a thief too, little bastard. He's already stealing songs, so why not?
He's stealing stuff already. Yeah.
He understands the intricacies of the minds of common animals. Oh, how cute. The little guy can read animals' minds.
Awesome.
Common ones.
That means he can like tell squirrels to go play with his nuts.
Just because he can understand their mind doesn't mean he can communicate with them.
It would be hilarious to have him like trying to communicate with just common animals and they're like, I'm going to eat you.
I was wondering about the like, bitch. Just keep walking.
Yeah, you can hear their thoughts, maybe.
My personal favorite is he's just a great chef.
I like that one.
So he can make
tasty. Did he used to work at Swampleby's?
We don't know.
He used to be the chef there.
You know, we haven't I haven't decided, and I'm going to let you guys decide with me. That is this going to be only the Swampleby's that the movie was released at? Or the Applebee's that was released at and became Swampleby's? Or are there going to be every Applebee's that was in this world turned into Swampleby's and it's all been transported over?
It was on the set.
So and we're going to have to change.
They were filming another one and it was on the set.
And honestly, that makes it so this century has to be like 1990s all the way through whatever, like 2090s.
So I like the idea that Shrek had become so large on the internet. And now that we've lost the internet, but it's been traveled through generations through stories. Parents telling their children, oh my God, you guys don't know the legend of Shrek or Shronk.
Yeah, it's not Shrek. What are you talking about?
And all the civilizations started naming things after the movies that they were based on. So like Swampleby's is an actual place that people eat at and it's based on the legend of Shronk.
There you go.
Shronk.
Okay. So since we voted that they're real, I really don't need to read the people's responses unless you guys want to know what they were originally.
Yeah, all why right. not?
So we had, this is not what's happening, but this is what people wrote in. It's an alternate timeline character. So yeah, they were there. Yodi sleeps and he actually crosses dimensions, but he thinks they're just dreaming. So
Okay. Well, that's kind of a superpower, isn't
it? They are wares. Oh, Ben wrote it down wrong. Not Ben. Sorry, Ben. That sounds terrible. The thing's shooting out the wrong. The answer's backwards. But anyways, so yes, they're wares peddlers. Yes, Schronk and Mule are Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, respectively.
Yes.
And they are demons that have taken their form before and caused town people to believe they are real. We will see them in the end.
All right.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
But they're demons and they're real. We'll go that demons. Way with it. So, Yodi is fond of writing poetry. We already said that he stole them all. And, oh, I don't think I have all the images for it. So, anyways, we're just going to roll with that for now, since that's not on there. All right, so we left off with the field on fire, the dragging chair out of the field. So, I'm going to explain to you kind of the setup here. The farm itself, as we know, was rotten, decrepit. Some of the crops were dry and withered, and others were just rotten crops. It's kind of stuck in between when it was abandoned and the actual timeline it's in. All There's right. a stone wall, a short stone wall around the farm protecting the fields. Just outside the back where they went, there's a small meadow and a stream going through it. So at the edge of the farm, there's a wall there. And
it's Gamer Girl pee.
Oh, God. It has a gate that goes through and has a small bridge going over the meadow or over the actual brook.
Awesome.
The fire is contained within the walls of the fields. However, it's high enough that it's potentially jumping over the walls into other fields that are alive and thriving, some wheat fields, whatever.
All right.
So all of our four heroes, I guess characters again, are all outside. Cuddles is clearly laughing at the fire he's just caused. Yodi doesn't like fire. Okay. And he will face his fear, but he's deathly afraid of fire.
All right.
He's not freezing, but he doesn't want to be there. Alana is wanting everyone to rush forward and get out of the fire and follow the tracks. And clearly, Cherry doesn't want to be there because she's still somewhat made of straw.
Yeah.
So she can catch on fire real quick, which is probably why Cuddles is laughing.
Yeah.
Because he's put everybody in danger. See
that. Yeah, that's fine.
So, why not? Are you guys going to follow Alana in her pursuit out of there?
Sure.
All right. So you guys are going to run through the burning field.
Sean's going to make a big you're fan. Going to,
you're at the edge of the field. You're next to the stream, the little brook. And you're crossing the bridge. You realize that the trail is gone and the chair he was tied to is in the water for the guard. What are you guys going to do? You going to investigate?
I think Yodi should taste the water to see if it's special water.
All right. Well, if that's the case, I want Cuddles to suggest that to him because I don't think Yodi's dumb enough to do it otherwise.
I was just saying, how deep is this river?
It's not deep enough to drown anyone.
Okay. So
it flows well enough to get down to the water.
I grab Yodi and like jump up on his back like I'm going to surf. No,
there's a bridge. So what you're saying is
we jump off Cuddles the bridge.
Oh, I was going to say you're going to make Cuddles afraid to go over the bridge and he has Yodi carry him through the water.
No, I jump over with him and I put him down to my feet like I'm going to surf.
So he tastes the stream. Okay. Yeah. Yodi's a surfboard now.
JC, you little bitch.
It does absolutely nothing but piss Yodi off. However, he was really hot from the fire, so being Yodi and being an idiot, he just says, thank you for cooling me off.
Mm-hmm.
Alana starts searching around, looking for footprints, because if the chair is out there, that means the guard is off of the chair somehow and walking. She can't find any at all.
Well, it's because they're in the stream.
Do you want to go down the stream and follow?
No.
No?
I'm made out of straw. Cherry doesn't like water.
Cherry can just walk. It's not a fast moving one. She can just walk up next to the side of the stream. Which direction do you want to head? There's a stream. It branches off. One heads towards the mountains. One heads further down towards the other farms. And the other one heads back towards town.
Which one is the least scary?
I would say the one that heads down towards the other farms. Because right now, the town is on high alert. You not only set fire to the dead field, it's spreading to the other fields as we speak.
Awesome.
And while their walls are high, they are also made out of rock and wood, and the wood could catch on fire. So the town folk are fighting it, and the Duke has now been, his attention is caught. He's fixated on because as he peeked back out and over the wall, he noticed that Cherry is no longer in her safe keeping space.
Hmm.
His, I don't know, his trinket is gone, and he's a little bit upset.
Hmm. All right.
So you guys can hear that, and them screaming to put out the fire, and the Duke being angry that she's gone.
Well, I say let's go kill him right now.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
He's out there. Let's go for him.
He's inside the town, so you have to fight your way over the walls.
If we can hear him screaming.
Yeah, you can hear him from the top yelling out and over.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to go.
I say Cuddles throws Yodi over the wall as a distraction. The rest of us rush in.
I'm going to say right now,
I'm pretty sure Cherry's stronger than Cuddles.
So if the group is discussing this Cherry's plan of action. Well, she doesn't even can't talk yet. So who's making this decision?
Well, how was she talking to Aerys Beth then?
She's slowly getting it back. They were working on a form of communication. When I get the script out, you'll see it's not perfect. She needs to kill a few more things to actually talk right.
Okay.
But she can.
So she's motions.
Basically, she can somewhat talk.
Okay.
Yeah, Cuddles, what is your take on this?
I mean, throwing Yodi over would be pretty funny.
Yeah, it would.
So which way do the three paths go, though? You said one goes...
One heads off into the woods beneath the mountains, basically, with the river flowing that way. So there's at least a source of water while you're out there. One heads down towards the other farms. So there's clearly going to be some town folk out there, because those farms might also be on fire, and the other one heads back in town. So there's danger if you follow the fields or if you follow the town.
Would
the mountains seem dangerous because there's obviously going to be animals and stuff there.
The wilderness.
Yeah. One, he's not going to take the guard down the farm because we'd be able to see a decent amount. So we probably wouldn't be able to see them.
Yep.
Two, he probably won't take them back into town because obviously mayhem going on there. Yeah.
Well, and so if it was
going towards the mountains,
if it was the Duke's men who came back and got their guy, they would have probably just killed him. But remember, he was deathly afraid, and there's nobody. The chair was drug out clearly with him on it.
Hmm. I'm thinking towards the mountains.
Let's do it.
All right. So you guys are starting to head towards the mountains. Mm-hmm. Cherry is kind of walking off to the side of the river, and everyone else is apparently walking in the river. They're just going to follow what Joe had said. So everyone else is walking through the river, trying not to leave tracks to be followed.
I just want to lay down and just pretend to swim like in my belly.
That's fine. If Cuddles wants to just swim in the river, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Can't really swim.
So as they're walking,
drag you along.
as they're going through, Alana suddenly has them all stop. She can hear something, and it's not an animal, but she really can't tell what it is. It's a whirling noise, kind of like something high-powered.
An attack helicopter?
It's not that loud, but a high-powered hum, and it's just above them. Should she scout out and look and see what's above them?
An artillery drone.
Mm-hmm.
are you guys going to look? Is Cuddles going to look up? Anyone going to look up and see what's going on? I'm really kind of just telling you what you should be doing right now.
yep. Go ahead.
All right.
Just keep looking at the water for some reason.
Yodi looks up and freaks out. There's a red eye blinking at him.
Hmm.
And that whirling, he can see it's four blades. It's got four wings spinning in circular motion.
It's a drone.
Yes, it is a drone.
Yeah,
Alana has seen this before when she's been off on her adventures in some of the areas where the time has melded and they've seen strange vehicles, strange contraptions, metal
flying
horses.
Machines.
Yes. So clearly someone is flying a drone, which really doesn't make sense for this area because it's not one of the completely blended areas.
All right.
Right as they're looking up at it and distracted, every single person staring at it, two little wires shoot out from the brush and hit Cuddles right in the chest.
He
is on the ground in pain, but laughing about it. And a guy walks out. He's got a security guard uniform. Now, they don't know what that is, but it's got a badge. He's got a bulletproof vest on and a Comic-Con.
Nice.
Badge, like name badge on there as well.
Very nice.
He's carrying with him what appears to be a long board with two giant circular things on the bottom. It's pink and has basically 90s style or 80s style spray paint on it.
Very nice.
For coloring.
Mattel on the bottom.
Yep, it does. But so Yodi tries to read that and he can't get it where he's kept saying Mattel.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy threatens them and says, "Are you the ones who put him in the chair?" Cuddles can't talk, so maybe Alana will talk.
I'm still being electrocuted. Yeah.
You're still down.
So, Joe, I'm going to let you play out Yodi for this one.
Oh, boy, why?
Because I want you to participate here.
All right. Let's see. Yes.
The security guard runs up with a big taser, a handheld one, and jabs it.
Oh, shit.
Into Yodi.
Mm-hmm.
And Yodi falls in the river, twitching and in pain.
So at this point, I mean, Cherry's going to rage out.
Cherry gets angry. smacks the security guard across the face, and he goes flying into the brush and lands on the guard, who is still tied up.
Hmm.
Alana quickly goes in, pins both of them down with her weapons, and threatens to hurt him. Security guard starts crying.
Nice.
He has no idea what's going on. He starts to explain that he just saw someone was in trouble tied to a chair in an old abandoned farm, and it didn't seem right to him, because a few moments before, he was at the Comic-Con walking into a medieval section of it. He thought it was part of some guy's cruel prank to one of his friends and tied him to this chair and the set. So
medieval times.
So that means we are introducing our technomancer.
Yeah.
So we need to have a reason why all of this works. First off, the hoverboard shouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
He never left tracks though, so clearly we know it's working.
Yeah.
It was a prototype one that someone had tried to make in the early 2000s, but there was not infinite energy sources to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the timelines constantly shifting, the battery never dies. So it can stay afloat infinitely. Same thing with these drones. His drone and his tasers never run out of energy.
Nice.
So
that's kind of a sweet
book. Our party will always think that he's just using magic. He's really not. He's actually a nerdy security guard who's completely out of his element.
Nice.
But wanted to do the right thing and save someone's friend from humiliation. Alana threatens him and tells him, you know, I need to know your name. Why are you here? Who are you working for? And he starts crying, explaining again what we just said.
I'm sorry. I'm from
whatever Comic-Con. We don't haven't given a name yet. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't do this to people. It's not very nice. You shouldn't do this to your friends. And Alana, being the only... And by this time, Yodi and Cuddles are up.
Still
Cuddles is fucking livid, but laughing, because that's the best prank that's ever been pulled on him, as far as he's concerned. So he runs up and just punches the guy. Doesn't bite him. Tells him he's a funny guy, whatever. And they start having a talk with him. They ask him, why are you in the woods? Why did you go this way? And he said, you know, I found myself again in this place. It's no longer the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I just want a way home. Okay. So the guard, who got landed on by this guy, who was a rather large security guard, a little robust.
Big and sweaty.
He's robust. Guard's basically dying because he's been crushed. His ribs are crushed. Oh,
poor guy.
Poor guy.
So he starts coughing, gurgling up blood. Guard's dead. He had the horrible fate that he did not want to have happen anyway.
I think at this point,
the Duke who did it, so I think it's all
right. Sherry would ram her hand up his rear and use him like a sock puppet. That's what I would do.
I mean, why not?
Is that what you really want to have happen? She tries to talk.
How she talks. That's how she communicates. No. She uses his vocal cords.
How about this? Cherry consents that he's about to die and she wants to take his life force, so she finishes him off.
Can she do it up his butt, though?
If that's what you want Cherry to do.
She gets the most pure essence of life.
She sucks his life force out of his ass.
Yes.
All right. Cherry has gotten a little bit of the tendons back and she can actually speak in a kind of gravelly voice. No, better than that.
Sound like a transformer.
Yes.
Okay. So we need to name us, the three of us, this technomancer.
Mm.
Ben has suggested Fedora McDouchy Hat. And that was his username on Reddit.
Fedora McNeckbeard?
Something.
Yes.
So
we
can.
Big Daddy Longstrokes coming
Daddy
back.
Daddy Longstrokes 404. Steve. Yes. Daddy Longstrokes 404.
Yes.
Steve. What's his last name then? His middle name and his call sign he goes, no, I'm not going to have him go by that.
He's Steven.
He can go by Fedora.
Well, he'll keep saying, he'll be like, my name's Steven. Oh, hi, Steven. No, it's Steven with a PH. That's why I said Steven.
Steven.
No, Steven. I just want to.
Is that what you want to do? He's Steven with a PH? No last name.
But he goes by XX Sniper 420 XX Nosco.
Oh, goddamn it, Joe. No.
XX Pussy Eater XX.
Yes.
They'll call him Fedora.
Yeah. All right.
We'll go for Ben. So it's somewhat even Fedora. All right.
Guys, we can do
Fedora. Man.
You can have Cuddles after he hits him. Like he picks up the hat, puts it on. Cuddles be like, "What's with the hat?" And you're always like, "You look like a douchebag."
We can do that. Cuddles has been around for a long time, so he's seen a lot of the melded time areas.
Yeah.
So he may have picked up some of the lingo. I'm good with that.
Cuddles, the first thing that he does though, he puts on the hat. Tips it and says, "M'lady."
To yes. Alana. Yes. Yeah, she's smoking hot. Yes. Yeah.
And she helps him up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Alana helps him up after holding him at point with
she
weapons.
Gets up And then, because they're kind of talking, and that's when Cuddles comes in, socks him back down, and she's like, he's fine, we're talking to him. And then she helps him back up, and that's
okay. We'll go with
that. Does m'lady.
So, what a dick.
You gotta have the little...
That can be Cherry's first words, because yes. It'll call him like something about... and she'll say, oi, you cunts.
Oi, cunts.
Okay, that works.
To go off on him, because she hates him.
All right, that's what's going to happen.
He's flirting with her friend.
He has, for his what? So obviously, I'm kind of making our technomancer. He can scout things out with the drone.
Nice.
He has a club for actual physical beings, so he's going to use blunt weapons.
Yes.
But he also has the tasers. He's got one taser to stun and continue stun, so a stun lock with is the one with the prods that shoot out.
Nice.
And the other one is to actually just stun, stop him from moving, whatever, and then club him to death.
Damn.
So,
you know, it should be a
rent-a-cop, man. He doesn't have actually anything skillful.
Remember a few years ago
I was a rent-a-cop for quite a few years.
He doesn't have anything
buddy.
Skillful.
No, but just remember the Comic-Con, the San Diego Comic-Con a few years ago when they were fighting over a seat and the guy stabbed the other guy in the leg with a compass?
Mm-hmm.
Like to make the circles shit?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a club. He has a fucking compass. He'll stun him and then just stab him in the eye or something. Yeah.
No, he's got a Tom Fan pen.
I think.
He pulls it out and sticks people with it.
Whatever, man. That's how he writes in little citations.
It's his NASA space pen. It can write in space and upside down and stuff. It never loses ink. Because that's what all my security guard friends had.
All right.
IRL.
Are you serious?
NASA. Yeah.
All right.
Serious, dude.
He's got a NASA space pen. We should have him have a journal that he writes all of his adventures in. Because
dude, he just tweets. He tweets
everything.
That's
right. His phone still would work, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He tweets it to whoever, but...
It's tweeting, but it's not going out to this
time.
He
takes a picture with Alana, but he does the invisible hand over the shoulder. So he's got like a 6-inch gap over her shoulder because he's afraid to touch her.
Wait, so he's tweeting it out and the people in the actual timeline he's from are like, who the fuck is he
what
with?
What is going on?
Yeah. God damn.
But no. Nobody sees it until he gets
back
into the signal range.
So it's wherever the satellites happen to be melded into that time. Yep. Oh my God. That's
so
awesome.
All of a sudden he'll get a burst of tweets just shooting out all at once. Everybody's like what the fuck?
4 hours to scroll through it.
Yes.
All right. We can roll with that.
Yep.
So Yodi is now curious as to who this guy is. No. So Yodi's lived in his swamp for a long ass time, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Erisbath alone, which is still weird to me. Because
mm-hmm.
we haven't got the votes in yet as to whether it's
Mama
mother
Bass
or not.
Brown gravy.
Oh, yeah. That was.
Yeah, that'll be in next week.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, hopefully before, was it a week from today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it would be, I'm trying to read this. The ninth. So get your votes in before the 9th of August.
For the next, we also have the other votes out there as well.
Yes.
They will launch
for week one. Get those votes in.
Yeah, get the week ones on, and the next week will also end when the week one ends. Okay. So Yodi starts questioning him because now he's kind of pissed off because he got tased. And we get to see a side of Yodi we haven't seen before, a little gremlin rage.
Stabs a fork right through the top of his foot.
No, Alana's not going to let him actually hurt him.
She wouldn't see him coming up.
Fine. He stabs the security guard. The guy's already crying, Sean.
No. He's holding Yodi's head like in the cartoons, and Yodi's swinging forks at him.
Swinging his forks.
Can't quite reach him.
All right, security guard kind of. Cherry did that. Cherry grabbed like his ear, and he's like, let me at him.
Yodi wants to know more about the security guard's story. So the security guard explains where he got all the things he has.
Yeah.
He was stealing drone. No, he was stealing the drone. Okay. It was actually there for sale. There were drones with like Avengers stuff on them or something
at
to that
mall.
Effect. At the Comic-Con.
Oh, at the con. All right.
The hoverboard he took out of an exhibit for old movies because they were going to have a master re-release of all of these.
Back to the Future 43.
So that's where he got that. The tasers are actually his actual equipment and his special pen apparently is too.
Yeah. Of course, you can hurt somebody with
and
those.
His billy club is just what he was, you know, trying to be a British officer for whatever reason, so he has billy club.
Oh, no, man. No, totally different. These are little extendo clubs. You whip it out.
Oh, is that what you wanted to have? It was a sting instead of, like, knock you the fuck out?
No, dude, it's
those
metal.
Those break
they
skin.
Hurt. Yeah.
Like,
Jesus Christ.
It's lashings with that.
Yeah.
So we now know where he got everything, because, you know, the listeners kind of want to know why he has that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Yodi is satisfied with that answer, starts reciting some of his poetry.
Because Yodi knows what a Comic-Con is, right?
No, he doesn't. He just accepts it, because Yodi's
kind of... But they do have, like, shrunk cons.
Yes.
In his timeline.
Yes. Okay. The shrunk, so there's cons for stuff. They have cons for, like, music. You know, playing mm-hmm. the lute or something. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Lute-con.
Techno-lute.
So Sean's typing something that's never good.
Mm.
So Yodi's accepted the story. We've kind of got to get them moving again. So this is around the time I had originally planned for you guys to go a different direction at first and get chased back. So the guards that I was originally going to have chase you have caught on to your scent, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
because you guys were very loud when getting tased.
Of course.
Cuddle's laugh is pretty loud when he's enjoying something. So
four
guards show up, but their eyes are glowing. So you guys can definitely tell that they're possessed by demons.
Or it's just night vision. We haven't seen it before.
No, I was... they're possessed.
I'm still back on Yodi with the...
reciting his poetry. Yeah, I didn't have a song for it. Sorry, yeah, pick one out.
I got it. It's right here. He'll be like, I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. I'll be there for you. Like, I've been there before. I'll be there for you because you're there for me too.
Oh boy. Everybody claps at the right time.
All right. So I want to say that Steven, when he hears that, goes, what are you reciting? And that's when they get interrupted by the guards. So the guards are coming out. The eyes are glowing. The party has a choice to flee or fight.
I just can't see how Cherry or Cuddles would be afraid to fight anything. It seems
clearly they're not, but you guys, I'm giving you guys the choice.
Oh, I'd definitely fight. I'm going to rip something up.
Well,
I want my titties back.
So Cherry is literally fighting to get her tits back.
I'm going
to
grab Steven with the PH and I'm going to shove him up front and be like, all right, do your thing.
We want to see how badass
you are. Do it again. Do that thing you did to
me. You have the stun parts set back up. I guess this can be a quad.
Hey, bro.
Shooting.
These are like, man, you just slap a cartridge in there and you're good to go. All right.
So he slaps a new cartridge in, shoots him out, stuns one of the demons that's in the guard, that's possessed the guard.
Like, zap the other one.
He's got to run up and do it. So you're expecting fat Steven, who just cried because...
Hey, whoa, whoa. Steven's just chunky, man. He's not fat.
Hefty Steven.
Hefty. Stefan.
Hefty Stefan.
Steven.
With a
PH.
But yes. It's PH.
Yes. All right.
He's, I'm digging it. All right. Fine. He's going to run, but not because he wanted to. Cuddles pushed him. Cherry pushed him again.
Yes.
She doesn't like crying little bitches.
Uh-huh. She wanted to use him like a sock puppet.
She probably figured he has a good life essence. So
she runs in, hits the farthest guard on the left, tases him as he's going down, and starts crying as he's hitting him.
So much blood!
Yes, that's amazing.
With my friend!
Yodi runs up to one of them and starts biting his leg and stabbing him with a fork, which isn't really doing much.
Yeah.
That's fine in the groin. So it is doing something. I'm going to say that Cherry actually runs up and starts fighting the one Yodi's fighting with.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cuddles. What's he going to do?
But the other one that wasn't attacked yet.
Yep.
He starts going after Steven because he's just beating the shit out of the other guy. And he's swinging back on him. He turns around, sees him, and then all of a sudden his like hands come up and just snap his neck.
Yes.
Cuddles just kills him.
Yeah. Cuddles kills the guy. And
kills Steven.
Then he just falls. He falls on Steven. And he's like all like twitching, kind of moving still. Right.
So when the guy dies, the demon is released from the body.
Sweet.
And is now fighting Cuddles.
Can I absorb it?
It's got to be subdued first. The demon is now fighting Cuddles.
Hmm.
Cuddles has abilities to kill demons. I don't know why he's not using them. He's just toying with these people. He wants to kill people too, apparently.
Yeah, well, of course.
I want to see what happens. It's always
thirsty.
Well, that demon is free. And when it gets free, it pulls all the other ones out of the bodies they're in. Steven continues to beat the shit out of his guard.
This guy is just a bloody pulp on the ground. There's not even any life left.
Yodi's mouth is chomping on that dude's bits after he's been hit with a fork. He's trying to eat it like a sausage.
Yes.
And Cherry has killed the one that was stunned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's killed him. So she didn't absorb the demon's essence, but she definitely absorbed essence.
Yeah.
She has a little more strength to her now.
Gotcha.
And so now it's they're not back yet, Joe. I'm not giving you those tits. You gotta wait.
On. You gotta work for those.
Your nipples are there, labia, but your tits are not. They're just floating there, like above nothing, rubbing on some.
That's kind of awesome. Like astral projecting.
They're rubbing on that burlap.
Draw is still sticking out.
Yeah, I'm taking it, dude.
Okay, so now we gotta fight the demons. Cuddles, you're the demon killer. Alana hasn't done anything yet. She's literally just sitting back in amazement going, what the fuck?
She was and that's what
I
just,
I point at Yodi, and I'm like, that guy started it.
The demon picks up Yodi and throws him. Alana catches him. Draws back one of her weapons, charges in, and strikes the demon. It takes a little bit of damage. It falls back, so clearly it can hit some vorpal or image or whatever. Like, it can actually damage the demons. And the fight, actual fight between all the demons begins. All the bodies are dead. Literally, you guys basically killed all the humans and you didn't have to.
It's so much fun.
I honestly was hoping Sean would actually use some of his abilities that he's learned to get out demons, to cast them out. But no, this Cuddles is a vindictive prick and just hates people. He clearly wanted a bite to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
He's hungry after all the excitement.
So
can we have the wishbone?
Yes. I go to start preparing my meal, just leaving the demons.
You just start a fire right there.
Yeah.
Start cooking.
Just burn. So you're going to draw the attention of all the other guards.
It's all right.
It's just demons.
Just more food.
Okay.
All right. So while it's cooking,
I got some shit.
One of the demons.
In the middle of this fight, you're cooking the dead bodies of the guards.
I'm getting it ready.
He's not cooked yet. Christ. Can we roll for initiative?
No, there's no rolling. We're just playing through. You guys are just changing the flag plan. I have no plan for this.
So I'm doing that.
What's your cooking skill at?
Yeah, Yodi should be the one doing the cooking.
It's not that good.
It's not good. It's good enough.
It just had to cook meat, human meat, long enough to where it doesn't taste as bad.
Cuddles, you got to take the clothes off first.
Is that what Cherries can talk and that's the first thing she says?
Cuddles, you got to take the clothes off first.
And
oi.
Oi, guns.
Oi, Cuddles.
I just want to keep doing this. I want to see if I can get somebody killed. But
God, no, you guys are like dragging this out. This should have been over.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. All right, so Yodi is getting all pissed off, starts yelling for help. Cuddles just looks over. Takes the one, just kind of just wipes them all. Essentially, they just disintegrate because
so he kills the demons. They're lesser demons. Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay,
they're able to
so,
take over dumb
the
guards.
Demons. Once again, as happened before, their bodies or their forms turn to ash. Cuddle's magic mixed with them again because that's how he killed it, and the energy is absorbed into Cherry. She awesome. Now has her full voice back.
Yay!
Her mind is back to normal, so she's not kind of stuck in that, hey,
I like colors.
And maybe she has some nice soft boobies back. I don't know, Joe. I guess
that
that's what you
even
really
have to
want.
Be skin, dude. There can just be tissue.
God, all right, there's tissue. Joe, this sounds this is tough. This is terrible.
Draw boobies.
This is, I can't write this shit.
Come on, man.
She starts to get her female form back.
Don't fuck with my fantasy.
Oh, God. Joe's fapping to this tonight.
Like the straw just like kind of like moves in to like a female
Thanks
form.
To the fire.
Now she's got to pull the steak out of her, though.
Thanks to... Whoops.
Oh.
That was my son.
Yep.
Sorry. Thanks to the fire that Cuddles set, more guards are on their way because he caught the woods on fire.
Awesome. Jerry scared. But run.
My food was done.
Yes.
But I'm not talking four guards like it was before. This is literally most of the guards that would have been patrolling the outside and about 20 farmers.
Okay, but does Stefan have a smoke bomb like most security guards have?
I didn't know that was a thing, Joe. I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Smoke pellets, dude. Like a ninja.
Joe, you're helping make this character. Is he going to have ninja ones? Is he going to be one of those cosplays as a ninja?
Whoa. That's standard gear for all that security guards around. Dude,
ninja
just
out.
Because you've never seen one doesn't mean that's not how it is. We all got issued smoke pellets in case we got ran down or something. We had to... Bye.
This is so full of shit. She's so full of shit.
No, dude, no, I'm not.
It's amazing.
It was the way it was.
All right.
Well, I mean,
I'm just going to say he's got him. He could have taken him from anywhere in the con. He throws down a smoke pellet and you guys somehow miraculously disappear further up the stream.
I was just going to say we're going to grab some of the fire and put it to the other side, too, so it just made it even worse for him. And then we ran.
Make a fire.
Cuddles, you can do that as you run fire through. Wall. So Cuddles.
I'm just lighting everything on fire.
Cuddles lights another side on fire. Man, you guys are destroying this. People are going to hate you.
I'm Cuddles. Who gives a shit?
So Cuddles does like, that.
I don't know these guys. I'm sorry.
And Alana. She has like a. Alana's just there to protect Yoda. She grabs Yoda as you're escaping because remember, he's been choked the fuck out.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be recognized a lot. Like, because of where she is. She probably has like a little mask she pulls up just to hide herself.
She pushes Steven forward. She grabs Yoda because she's protecting Yoda. And you guys run downstream. About 2 or 3 miles down, you notice a cave that's leading because you're finally at the bottom of the mountain. You see a cave in the mountain that's mostly covered with brush, so clearly someone tried to hide it. Do you go into the cave, or do you push onward down the little path that leads up the mountain?
The hole is awfully bushy.
It's got a little bit of bush just the way you like it, Joe.
Just trimmed up a little bit?
Yep.
All right.
So do you guys want to go into the cave?
Want to yell in there?
It's nighttime by this time, so do you guys go? Well, I mean, it already was nighttime, but it's getting towards dawn.
Dawn.
Do you go into the cave, or?
Absolutely. Is it warm?
Do you want to yell in? See if you see anything.
You can yell and you can send the drone in.
Send the drone.
I don't care what
send
you the do. Drone. All right, so the drone goes in to scout it out.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Steven's got a little light mounted on it so you can see.
Cuddles got a lighter.
There's nothing in there, but it looks like it used to be someone's hideout.
Ah. Are there provisions?
Yes, there's some provisions, but they look like they might be rotten.
That's all right.
All right, you guys go in. You set up camp.
I don't think Cherry's got a real stomach yet.
I eat humans.
I don't think she really needs to eat, other than what Cuddles was doing. Yeah. You know, people. Cuddles
he throws her a joke every once in a while.
He took a little bite out of someone as he was going, all right, you guys are in the cave.
He's got somebody's leg.
You guys are in the cave, and you see on the wall an actual map of the town. But it's not a map from this current time, but the time from when that town was actually a real live city from its original timeline where Swamplebees was.
So it was Detroit. A map of downtown Detroit?
There's a Renaissance fair.
There's no mountains around Detroit.
Dude, it's mountains of trash covered by...
Yeah. No, it's not
it's
Detroit.
It's all the destroyed houses.
It doesn't have to be the actual specific town.
Okay. A Renaissance fair.
Fine, it's a map to a Renaissance fair where Detroit. The Swamplebees was. All right, so there's a map, and within the map you can see that there's actually tunnels that lead under the river, or the brook, and under the walls. Like the walls aren't actually there in the map. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they head into where the Duke's private mansion is. Mm-hmm. So now you guys know a secret way in to get to the Duke, should you choose to go. So, we have a choice now. Are they going to rest up? Head to the mine?
It's almost dawn, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to sleep.
All right. So the group's going to rest up.
I turn to stone when the sun comes out.
So Cherry's turning to stone. All right, so you guys are going to rest up. Cuddles is
a gargoyle.
Snoring like crazy. Alana is staying watch, you know, keeping watch out the cave, because she really doesn't trust that you guys are all that bright.
She sounds like a real Mary Sue.
No. No.
She ruins everything.
Uh-huh.
She's honestly contemplating leaving. She does not.
I almost lost my lemonade.
She does not want to stay there with you guys. She doesn't see the point in protecting Yoda. He's an idiot. Cuddles is crazy. She didn't want to join this party to begin with because she was against Cherry and Cuddles as it was. She just wanted Yoda to get in and find out what was going on.
But aren't we supposed to be like gal pals or something?
Well, she could be. She can talk to Cherry now. So as she's contemplating leaving and she's looking out to make sure no one's around, are we going to have Cherry actually go talk to her?
Oh, you got any tampons?
What the fuck?
Oh, I mean, what? The straw is pretty absorbent.
Oh my god.
She just grabs a piece, wads it up.
I'm about to walk away from this. I can't do it. No. No.
I'm sorry.
I'm vetoing this. I veto this? Is that allowed?
Yeah.
She doesn't ask for tampons.
No.
Holy shit. Cherry needs to actually... Cherry can tell that she's clearly deciding to leave. So she needs to talk her into staying. If they're going to be buddies. Come on, Cherry.
I don't know anything about females and how they talk.
That's fine. I will fix it when I write the script.
Tampons.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
I like your purse.
Do you have any tampons?
A purse. It's a manly girl.
I like your knapsack.
Oh, man.
She's an attractive
manly girl. It's a messenger bag.
I mean, Cuddles obviously knows, too, since he can...
Yeah. Honestly, Alana hasn't been all that useful other than, like, protecting Yodi.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. She really didn't do much to stop anything.
Yeah.
Other than she knew people as Swamplebees.
I don't think she really wanted to kill the first people. So
no, she didn't want to kill them. She wanted to save the guard and actually get information out of them. She didn't want to kill the other guards that you guys murdered, yep. Which is why she stayed back as long as she could. All she really cared about was rescuing Yodi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
that's now she wants to leave Yodi.
She wants to leave and she thinks you guys are going to get her killed.
Well, dude, come on. We're just doing what's in the best interest of the group here.
The group has no reason to stay together.
Well,
Yodi kind of does because Cuddles has actually shown him.
Like Cuddles. He's fun. I'm hanging out with Cuddles.
So Cherry wants to. Well, I mean, Cherry should be have a little connection with him anyway. His magic brought her back.
Exactly.
Yodi's going to stay because clearly, if
he's going to die, from the story he's gathered,
yeah, well, if Alana leaves, he's dead.
Yeah.
If Cuddles leaves, he's dead because Cuddles has saved him more than once now.
Mm-hmm. Can Steven go up and hit on her?
Steven.
And he's like so pathetically uncharming that she feels bad for him.
He opens the door for her and she doesn't blow him.
There's a door?
Yeah.
There's a door in this cave? No.
She doesn't blow him.
Holds the bushes open
and
for
he gets
her?
Mad. Yeah. I can't believe these people. I hold the door open for you and you don't even blow me?
If he says that, she's going to kill him on the spot.
Well, I mean, he's dead, though.
Or she'll castrate him.
Because that's how he goes.
All right, she's going to reach down Stephen and grab his shit like she's going to
stroke
him.
I mean, he's already doing the m'lady shit, so he's probably up there.
Yeah,
probably.
If he does that, I'm going to say
so
that
in his secret fanny pack, he's got...
He's got a secret fanny pack?
Dude, all security guards...
He's got some Quaaludes.
There's so many things I didn't know about security guards.
Oh, you don't even...
It's like a whole other world.
Cosby collection.
It is a whole other world.
It's a whole new world.
It's dark and dangerous, man. The work of a security guard. So anyway, he's got a secret fanny pack where he keeps his secret stash of Dew and Doritos. So he makes a Dorito Dew cocktail real quick and offers it to Alana.
Oh my god.
with dust still on his fingers, the nacho dust. He pats her on the shoulder, leaving fingerprints.
She punches him in the face.
My lady, I made you a drink.
She punches him in the face.
Oof, my mojo.
Why is he British?
Why is he Austin Powers? All of a sudden. My mojo, baby.
She punches him again. He's going to be dead by the time he keeps hitting on her.
But he gets off on it. He likes being beat by women. By strong, empowered women.
So Cherry's going to walk up to him and grab him by the throat and say something to the effect of, do you like it when women hit you?
Mm-hmm. He lifts him up by his crotch.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Is he going to get a hard on Joe? Please don't do this. Please don't take it. We're trying to avoid going this route.
No. Okay. All right. I'm done. You guys need to stop letting me talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. Why? This is great.
So he's hitting on Alana. Cherry defends her, which kind of endears her a little bit to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt bad punching this dweeb in the face numerous times.
Yeah.
No. No, Cherry basically threatens him and then says, you know, if you do that again, I'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And Alana's the same thing.
If you do that again.
Oh, no, we got to have it do like that thing like that the girls do to the Don on Final Fantasy VII. Like, I'll bite it off. I'll rip it off.
Oh, boy.
Cuddle. Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have Cuddle say whatever the other line is.
I don't like where this is going.
I'll chop it off. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was. Anyway,
I'll suck.
They threaten. Joe shows up, real life Joe.
Hey guys, I'm hearing the story. I need to suck some dick.
That was Cherry.
I pop out of Cherry.
So used to it.
Jazz hands.
All right, so Cherry and Alana start discussing things after Steven cries himself to sleep in the back of the cave.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's realized that he's not going to get a piece of action from the scarecrow, half dead lady, or Alana.
The money was right.
Yeah, I was going to say, Cherry is a prostitute.
Alana decides to tell Cherry, like, I really am thinking about leaving. You guys are going to get me killed. I don't know what's wrong with you. I was hired to get him in to see the Duke just to find out if Erisbath is still alive.
Wait, could Alana go inside Cherry like a mech?
No.
Like a battle suit.
No, there's already bones in there, man.
Well, I mean, come on, dude.
No, that's not going to... Oh, let Steven put his bone in there.
Oh, boy. She pretends to sleep, but she likes it.
Sean, you can play the part of Cherry right now. a lot. You guys are doing it.
I don't know anything about women, Mike.
Clearly. Oh, your poor wife.
Yeah.
Poor Hannah.
She's just as bad as I am, dude.
She doesn't know anything about women either.
No. The only thing I've ever heard her say to another woman is, "Hey, you got any tampons?"
I don't think that's true. Okay. All right. So, Sean, you can play Cherry for a little bit. Alana discusses why she wants to leave. She thanks Cherry for defending her, but she needs to leave because she doesn't want to die for these people. She has things she needs to do for herself. And her dad's the only reason she's there.
Cherry just going to point to Yodi. Okay. Just be like, look at that thing. You can't leave that.
He's going to die.
You guys protect him.
If you leave, I'm leaving.
Sure, let's go. Two girls off on their own adventure.
Cuddles will eat him. He'll be a little snack.
You trying to make her feel guilty?
Yeah.
Who's saying this? Her conscience?
This is Stephen.
Stephen doesn't even know their names, man.
Yo, that little thing over there. That fucking clown's going to eat him.
And that'll eat me.
That's right, man.
You can't. They're going to fucking eat me. All right.
I got to observe and report. That's my whole job.
So Steven basically overheard her saying that she wants to go off her own adventure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess maybe Steven figured out somehow that she's an actual adventurer and she knows what she's doing. Maybe he can get her home. So Steven has a reason to follow those two.
Yeah.
What's Cuddles going to do since you...
He just picks up Yodi and carries him out of the game. Come on, all bitch. Right.
So Alana tries to leave and everyone fucking follows her anyway. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right. All right. She decides that she's actually going to rest up if that's going to be the case. She sets Steven front to guard. And you guys are going to go over the plan. You're going to go over the plan in the morning. So everyone is resting except for Steven.
He's definitely resting. If you're a security guard and you're left alone for more than 5 minutes.
I haven't gotten to that point.
You're going to sleep.
They're all falling asleep. Yodi is writing poetry, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's got a little pouch where he keeps his poetry and he's reading it, reciting it.
Yes.
He's reciting some Smash Mouth.
Maybe. Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing.
As he's saying it, Steven goes, "Why do you know the lyrics to those songs?"
Mm-hmm. Yodi's like, "Ah, shit."
Yodi just tells him that it was his original music that he wrote.
Centuries ago.
Steven's continuing to argue.
Steven finishes the line.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Alana tells them both to shut the fuck up.
Oh, dang.
She must be
on her period.
I want Steven to say that so bad.
Was she on her period? Why are you so angry, my lady? Oh,
God. All right. So everyone finally goes to sleep, with the exception of Steven, who is supposed to be watching everything. He's flying his drone out there. Doesn't see anything. Brings it back in. Forgets that it has a flashing light.
Mm-hmm.
So as he flies it back in, it was noticed off in the distance by something.
Bet Yodi.
He passes asleep. He passes out in the mouth, like the opening of the cave, still hidden by the bushes, and only wakes up because he hears crunching noise outside the cave. And that's when we're going to leave off.
It's Captain Crunch.
Like something stepping on the brush outside the cave.
Hey,
so we're going to leave off right there. We're ending it there because we need to rein Joe in a little bit.
I'm sorry. I'll quit.
You don't have to quit. So it's just
that's fine. This is my last episode, guys.
No. Oh, I think we need you to make it more interesting here. All right.
I'll try to brush up on girls this week.
We're going to have people vote on, is that noise anyone we know of? Is it the guards? Is it Shrunk and Mule?
Shrunk and Mule. Andale Shrunk.
Is it one of the farmers? Is the original owner of that cave?
Do the roar.
No, we're going to vote on this. We're going to figure out who it is. We're going to vote on, is Alana still going to leave the group? Because she's about done.
It's fine.
All right, so we're going to vote on those two things. I will need other things for you guys to figure out for us to vote on.
Okay.
Listeners, if you have any ideas or you think we screwed something up and you want us to backtrack a little bit, go ahead. And yes, I know we screwed up the whole story. So.
I apologize, guys.
So they're right now deciding on whether or not they're going to go into the town. At least that's what they're going to work on in the morning if they survive whatever that noise is.
Hmm.
Bill Cosby.
Do you want some pudding?
I'm putting my dick in your butt while you're sleeping.
Poor Stephen. Yeah. It's a Bill Gotham. But it's not actually shit demon. It's a pudding demon. And it's Bill Cosby as the pudding demon.
Oh, yes.
He just puts his hand up to Stephen's lips.
Okay, so that's not actually part of the story. That's not part of the story.
No.
All right, so that's where we're leaving off. I am so sorry.
Pudding pop. I'm going to pop that pussy.
I have to find more ways to restrict you two, because the story I had written out, 2 weeks in a row, you two have been like,
he's trying story. To say we ruined it.
Story? No, we're going to fuck it over. I mean, we got to the cave. It. I wanted us to
Joe's
get there to
the
begin
ruiner.
With. I wanted us to get to the cave,
we
but not that
we
way.
We got to the cave.
Not that
we
way.
We were there,
that's,
buddy.
That's not the way
we went,
it was.
Well, we went the right direction, so all our we made good choices, so our dicking off in the middle of it.
Well, yeah, okay, that's fair enough. But, you know, we were going to do some team building. Just
what if we went the other way and then we continue to dick off?
Hey,
we
hey,
would still
whoa.
Be down there.
Most good anime stories start with a breakup of the group, and then they have to come together.
Well, they're Alana still wants to leave.
Well, I'm just saying, man. There's always a retrieval arc of some kind.
Well, maybe
they have
it's going
to go
happen
after Alana.
Because when that vote comes in next week, from week one, it decides whether or not Cuddles is going to stay with the group.
Hmm.
Remember, he's only there to get the Duke. He knows where the Duke is. Now Cuddles has found a map that leads right into the Duke's place.
But maybe Cuddles just really likes everybody.
I don't know, Sean. Does Cuddles like everyone?
He doesn't know what he likes.
They amuse him.
I like meat.
Yeah, I mean, he's laughed more hanging out with them than he had in years.
Okay, so they do make Cuddles
that
happy.
That is something.
Oh, it's a warm, fuzzy moment.
It's because of
all the murder.
Of beating the shit out of Yodi. He thinks jumping off and landing on him in water, like just keeping his head down.
So
like,
he's torturing
him.
Yodi and enjoying it.
Yeah.
All right.
Trying to light walking straw on fire. Just lighting everything on fire.
Yeah, fire.
He's having a great time.
Holy shit. Cuddles caused literally all of their problems.
Yeah, see, I don't know why you're
yelling at me. With the exception of the guards, I originally had planned to go rat out that they were there. Cuddles stopped them and attacked them and killed them. Let the one that they captured go before they could get the information they needed, which changed the story again. Mm-hmm. My God, he's causing all my issues. It's Cuddles.
See, but Cuddles is breaking the fourth wall. He knows what's going on the entire time. He's watching us right now from that corner over there.
Yeah.
He knows what's happening.
I'm never coming in here again.
This is why Mike is making sure that the vote is Cuddles leaves the party.
I'm really, I don't know. I actually like writing Cuddles.
What have we done, guys? We brought him to life.
I like writing
Cuddles.
He just
wants to get rid of him for like a while. He's like, he'll come back. I promise.
I swear. He'll come back. Crumple. Awesome.
All right. Well, we will continue off with whatever that noise was.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
So we're done. We're good. I'm going to have to figure out how to make some of this work with the destruction you caused, having ruined some other plans.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Mike is
disappointed. I'm not. Believe it or not, I'm having a good trying to figure out how to fix this shit.
Oh, boy.
But it's not my story. It's not my story. In truth, the listeners will be determining more of the key points, because if they break up our party, well, that could cause some serious problems, because right now there's only two people. There's only two people that can fight demons right now.
Mm-hmm.
Alana and Cuddles. Alana has the right weapons for it, and Cuddles can actually straight up kill lesser demons.
Mm.
So
instantaneously.
Rip their heads off.
Mm-hmm.
So, oof. Yeah.
I want her to grab the
maybe,
top
maybe
and
Yodi
the
will develop
jaw.
The powers when he's reciting his poetry, quote-unquote, to scare him off. Like, oh, God, it's so bad.
Can one of his poems be the Necronomicon? So he's reading from it and summons more demons. I don't know what this
Why
is.
Why did you spoil it? We can add that.
I
no.
found it.
We might have to add something like that in.
Yes.
All right. I think we're done
Clatu
for the week.
Clatu Varata Neptune.
Sally Frost.
Sally Frost. Yes.
Wow.
Love it.
All right, Sean. I think we're done.
Yep. Hit my button. Yay.
That's that noise is what my brain did when you guys were like, we're gonna light it all on fire again. I'm like,
what? Shutting down.
Why are you eating someone in the middle of battle?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And
strip the flesh from
me. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, which is just Versanom or at Versanom. Follow on Facebook at facebook.com/versatileanomaly. Join the Discord because that'll be linked in the show notes.
It's always fun.
And so all those places you'll hear about when, where to go and when voting for the other stuff started. And if you go into it now, you can find a link or just straight up go to versatileanomaly.com on the top there. You'll have the voting so you could actually get in and vote for week one still, which
it has determining factors for the story. Week one was a little more serious. Like the shit you vote on in that can actually completely fuck our story up.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it'd be under the week one, and you got to get that voting in before noon Eastern, Friday, August 9th.
Yes.
Yes.
Other than that, I want to thanks to the executive producers, which we have Clammy Kaiju, Meat Cleaver, and Charzillion.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Big thanks to them.
Thank you guys.
Yep. Well, that's helping us to
send us money.
Improve our equipment, get more things out, and
more equipment.
We've got a lot more in store. The format's going to change up a little bit. This first month of this new style is kind of going to drag out a little bit because honestly, and outside of our podcast, some of us are extremely busy and can't do some of the stuff we need to for the radio show, which is going to happen. I don't think we actually mentioned that last time, did we?
No, we didn't.
So we will be, once this is finished, gathering up the right voice actors.
Mm-hmm.
So not professionals.
hey.
Whoa. And we're going to go out there and actually
semi-professional.
Put the show on for the scripts that you can read. Every week we'll have the previous week's script launched on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So this Tuesday coming out, when you, those of you who aren't paying, can listen to this episode. So if you're listening right now, there should be a script out there for you that has the week two summary script in it.
Yes, which will be on versatileanomaly.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week after that, you can listen to this crazy episode.
There's merch, too.
Or read this crazy episode, yes.
Check out the merch.
Yep.
Merch will be changing if things go right.
Hey,
right? Maybe we'll get some Yodi merch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Or Cuddles.
Versatileanomaly.com/merch.
Yes.
Or if you want to be able to still get in there and add in creations and all that, you can jump in to and become a patron.
Yep.
Which we have versatileanomaly.com/Patreon. And I believe that's the $5 and up.
Yes.
You can actually have creative level input.
Yep.
And you can put it in our producer chat room that's on there.
Yes.
Yep.
Or you can send it directly to me on our Discord. I'm Darius on the Discord. Mm-hmm. And we will go over what you've talked about.
Throw us your OCs, people.
I'll throw out the information to the guys and we will try and work it in if it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Not that any of this makes sense anyway.
No, I'm going to have to really work hard to tie this all shit back together this weekend.
It's lots of fun. This.
Oh, boy.
Throwing it for a loop and then seeing what Mike comes up with.
He stresses it out so great. Bad. Poor Mikey.
It is amazing. Can you tell? Like, this isn't what I want. It doesn't matter. It's not what I want. It's about what everyone else Mikey. Wants. So maybe we should actually cue that real ending music this time because we were way beyond what we were supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Coconut.